This is the Friday Five. The Friday Five is brought to you by the Dogs of War podcast. Everything you need to know for this upcoming Browns game in 5 minutes or less by Kevin and Raleigh.
Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be 10-4. Fa la 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 la. Don we now are Browns apparel. Fa la 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 la. Welcome back to the Friday Five. You thought we'd take the day off just because that fat man came down the chimney. Maybe a lesser podcast, my friends, but not the Dogs of War. This is your host, Kevin, and on behalf of all of us, I wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas. Now, before we get to business, we're all good friends here, right? You and us. So we have a friendly request. Today is Christmas, and whether you're listening to us today for a quick escape from your fam or in-laws or kids or whatever, or if you're listening Saturday or on Sunday, just do us a favor. Send a text or a phone call to someone who might not be having a great Christmas as you are. Could be a neighbor, a cousin, long-distance relative, coworker, old hookup, someone who you never know how much a Merry Christmas text could do for their entire year. Sound good? And now for some other housekeeping. If you haven't yet listened to the Dogs of War Christmas album, what are you doing? Talk about the best last-minute gift of the year for someone you love. Check it out. It's the track right before this one. 10 of the greatest Browns Christmas carols ever conceived by us and some very special guests. And now, on to the Jets. Unless you've been living under a rock or the 480 bridge, shout out to our 480 bridge folks, the Jets have won one game this season, which was last week against the Rams. They will now miss the chance to be forever enshrined in the 0-16 club with all of us. Their loss. Now, some people are saying they're going to come out real hot after last week's big dub, but if you think these guys want to hurt their Trevor Lawrence chances, or what's left of them, even more, you're sadly mistaken. Let us not waste time discussing their injury report or record. You know what it is, and it's irrelevant. Let's head on over to Berea, where Coach Stefanski is patiently awaiting us to give us his thoughts on this upcoming game and the injury report.
Injury front-wise, we'll get some guys back. I think the only guy that won't be out there injury-wise will be Wyatt Teller. And then I know you guys saw put Jed and Ryan Switzer on the COVID list this morning. So we'll see how that plays out. Okay, on to the Jets. You know, we very, very quickly, when you turn the tape on from their last game, you understand what you're getting yourself into. They won that game on the scoreboard. I thought they were physical, great effort. It really jumped out at you when you're watching that tape. You know, that they played like a team that was trying to do anything and everything they could to get that victory. And I think that's the team we're going to face this week. And I let our guys know that. They do know that. They understand the challenge that's in front of them. And they're excited for the challenge. So we have to have a great week of preparation. That's how we play well on Sundays is really based on our preparation. So that's what we're focusing in on right now, honing in on with these meetings and getting to know the Jets from an offensive, defensive, and special teams standpoint and understand their schemes. So with that, I will take any questions.
Thank you, Coach. Ronnie Harrison has indeed began practicing again, but will not be suiting up on Sunday. And why would he? We need our guy to be fully rested up for the Steelers game next week. Wyatt Teller is still out and is week to week, but people are very hopeful we'll have him back for the, wait for it, playoffs. Shout out to rookie Nick Harris again for stepping in and playing his butt off in Teller's place last week. As Coach mentioned, Jedrick Wills is currently in COVID protocol, but only because he was exposed to someone positive. He has tested negative since his exposure, and if he tests negative every day through Sunday, we should, yes, should, expect to see him suit up. We need to win Sunday and control what we can control. Don't drive yourself insane with all these other scenarios that may or may not need to happen. One game at a time, my friends. From the Dogs of War Weather Room in East Rutherford, New Jersey this Sunday, where MetLife Stadium is, and where the Browns will be facing the Jets, the high is 40 degrees and the low is 31. The forecast calls for mostly sunny weather and no rain. From the Dogs of War Sportsbook, the Browns are currently favored by 9.5 points, with the over-under set at 47.5 points. Fam, we're almost there. Glory awaits. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll see you all Wednesday for the next episode. Good night, Cleveland.